USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the U.S. House passed a resolution of condemnation of President Trump's recent tweets concerning four Democratic minority women in Congress, Democrats were able to kill a Republican challenge to something the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on the House floor shortly before the vote, in which she accused the president of being racist.
These comments from the White House are disgraceful and disgusting, and these comments are racist.
Republicans had said her remarks violated the rules of decorum in the House. This morning, the president's son, Eric Trump, says he agrees with his father's message when it comes to the four congresswomen.
We are blessed to live in this country, and if you're not happy about it, I like his message. Leave.
He spoke on Fox. Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is to be sentenced in a federal courtroom today, and this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools, including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
A social media giant is still trying to work out details of a bold new plan for money. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
A Facebook executive has defended the social network's plan to create a digital currency. Stephen Marcus told the Senate Banking Committee that the Libra project is still in the planning stages.
We will take the time to get this right. We expect the review of Libra to be among the most extensive ever. We are fully committed to working with regulators here and around the world. And let me be clear and unambiguous. Facebook will not offer the Libra digital currency until we have fully addressed regulators concerned and received appropriate approvals.
Two nonprofit immigration groups are suing the Trump administration over its new restriction on migrants seeking asylum. The White House now saying anyone who passes through another country before reaching the United States border will be ineligible for asylum in the U.S. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A big shakeup at Planned Parenthood as the group's kicked out its president, Dr. Lena Wen. She's tweeted that she's leaving her position after less than a year on the job. Wen says she learned about it herself at a secret meeting despite being in, quote, good faith negotiations about her departure. And she says this is all over philosophical differences on the direction and future of the Planned Parenthood organization. Alexis McGill Johnson has been named acting president. You may not see any more ads in Uber or Lyft cars in New York City. A federal appeals court ruling yesterday that drivers can be banned from displaying advertisements, a victory for millions of passengers who call those ads very annoying. And HBO's Game of Thrones, slashing its way to a record-setting 32 Emmy nominations for its eighth and final season, it eclipsed the all-time series record of 27 nods earned by NYPD Blue back in 1994. In the overall tally contest among outlets, HBO got a whopping 137 nominations, and Netflix, which last year ended HBO's 17-year reign to win the most Emmy noms, well, it was bumped to second this year with 117. As for the traditional networks, they were way behind. NBC got 58 nods, CBS 43, Fox 18. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.